And now this is a dictation for Sharon Burkle, B-U-R-K-L-E, April 1947, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a hospital follow-up for Mrs. Sharon. She presented with acute and chronic renal failure, probably effect of diuretics, did not require dialysis. There were no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis or pulmonary edema. Medications were adjusted and azotemia improved. She was released without diuretics. She has, however, gained a lot of weight, increased edema. She depends on meals on wheels, which not necessarily is low in salt. We will have to restart diuretics. Presently, no vomiting dysphagia. Small heart stools without bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. She takes care of herself and husband, which is ill. She has a stable dyspnea. No oxygen. Does use CPAP machine for sleep apnea. Edemas indicated above without inflammatory changes or ulcers. She has chronic ulceration, irregular deep tissues, lower abdomen, right and left. I requested a biopsy, which was done before discharge, looking for potential calciphylaxis. I talked to the pathologist, Dr. Hanna, H-A-N-N-A. They did not see calcifications, although sampling error is always a possibility. She has risk factors in terms of the Coumadin, being a lady, and obesity. At this moment, however, she will continue follow with the wound clinic without strong biopsy support. I'm not ready to ask her to change to an alternative medicines and the cost associated to that. Next paragraph. She is alert Orientation 3, able to speak in full sentences, normal speech. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from hospital. With the last creatinine at 1.8, on admission was 4.1. With a normal sodium potassium. She did have metabolic acidosis of 15. Malanemia of 9.2. A normal platelet count. CT scan. Kidney ultrasound without obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of CHF decompensation and effect of diuretics. Improve. Next number, volume overload. Not doing a strict sodium restriction because of problems at home and depending on meals on wheels. Next number, congestive heart failure. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, obesity. Next number, irregular abdominal wounds, lower abdomen for the last 2 years, followed by wound clinic. Cannot make a diagnosis of calciphylaxis, could be a sample error. Continue same present treatment with Coumadin. Next number, severe calcification, aortic valve, and stenosis. Which potentially can explain the volume overload, CHF. Next number, Cummins. She will restart LASIK 40 milligrams today and 3 days in a row, and then drop to 20. We need to monitor new chemistries in the near future. She needs to follow with cardiology about this aortic stenosis. Might require invasive treatment. Plan to see her back on the next 6 weeks. Or you should discuss with the patient end of dictation.